There's a popular quote that says, birds of the same feather flock together. When you look at your friends, when you look at the circle around you, you can't just hate on them because they're merely a reflection of you. You chose them. They didn't just fall on your lap and you're unable to hang out with them or you're unable to separate yourself from them. You're intentionally selecting the people that you want to spend time with. Now, the people that you spend time with are often very similar to you, or if not, they have a massive impact on who you are. So if you want a better job, if you want to become an entrepreneur, if you want to make more money, why wouldn't you surround yourself with individuals that have that same desire, that have that same tendency? If you're hanging out with losers, if you're hanging out with druggies, if you're hanging out with people that are pessimistic, what do you think is going to happen to you? Inevitably, that's going to rub off. If you're hanging out with successful people, people that have a desire to make money, to get fit, to level up, eventually that will also rub off because the influence of many impacts everybody, not just you, but it also impacts me. So I'm intentional, key word, intentional about who I surround myself with. So if you want to level up, you need to not only level up your circle, but you need to level up yourself. Why? Because losers hang out with losers and winners hang out with winners. So if you're going to hang out with a circle of winners, you need to level up and provide value or be perceived as a person of value. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you need to be an equal, but it necessarily means that you have to be in a situation where people appreciate your presence. You always want to be the person that's invited in the room. That means you have to be respected, you have to be well-educated. You can't look like an absolute loser and a scrub, and you have to be able to provide value in some way, shape, or form. Now, oftentimes, I go and hang out with successful people that make a lot of money, and they don't want to make more money. They want to learn how to become healthier. So maybe you provide value in that aspect. Maybe they want to integrate into a new niche or they want new connections. So maybe you can provide value in that aspect. And if you're like, Luke, I have no value to provide, then figure out how you can learn those skill sets and how you can become valuable. And then inevitably, these people will begin to be attracted to you. The people that are dragging you down, you need to be able to cut them off. Why? Why would you have them around? They're leeches. They're sucking away the energy from you, right? They're draining you every single day with their mindset, with their perspectives, with their limitations, and inevitably, you'll begin to believe that too. Now, I prefer to have the delusion of abundance than the delusion of scarcity. So I surround myself with people of the like mind. And once I surround myself with them, I want to make sure that they want to keep me around. And that means that I need to provide value by understanding them. And if I can't provide value, I will go back, work on myself, refine myself to be in a situation where I can provide value. And if you want to level up in your business, if you want to level up in your personal life, you have to level up your circle because you're only as good as the people that you surround yourself with.